I'm really glad that we're sitting down and having this conversation, sweetie. I have very much enjoyed dating you for a few months now. It's our 3 month anniversary, if you will, and I finally feel ready to tell you more about me, something that really defines who I am because it was such a big part of my childhood. And I feel like I found this man, you, that could finally accept me and my story. So when I was 12 years old, I was in sixth grade. There was a man that abducted me for 9 months. So I was kidnapped and lost for 9 months. And that whole 9 months, this man, he raped me, sexually abused me over and over again during that 9 months. Like during that time, that long stretch of time, I didn't even know how much time had passed, because he kept me hidden in this room with no windows, no connection to the outside life. I had no idea how much time had passed. All I knew was my rapist. And he raped my sixth grade body so much. Like, it's unbelievable now that I'm a grown adult. I think about how much and how brutally he raped me and tortured me at 12 years old. I mean, I was just developing. I was so underdeveloped and tiny and so innocent. I mean, I don't even think I had masturbated by then. I was just an innocent little sixth grader, and here I was for 9 months getting raped. And him, my rapist, showing me everything about sex. He taught me everything about sex. I didn't even know what an adult cock looked. I didn't even know what a cock looked like, let alone an adult cock. And here I was. I knew every inch of his pedophile cock because he had it stuffed inside of me every single day, multiple times a day. I mean, he not only raped my body, but he raped my mind. He raped my history. I can't ever erase that time with him. And in some fucked up way, and this is the piece where I don't think anyone else could understand but you, baby. But in some fucked up way, he was like my pedophile king. And, once I got saved from that horrible time, there was a piece of me that actually missed him in a way because he had fucked up my mind so much. I mean, you go from being raped and used, and, the first part of that time, I was so full of fear, so full of fear, crying, begging him to stop. And then eventually, like they say, the whole Stockholm syndrome, eventually I feel like I started giving in to my rape, fighting less. A lot of times I didn't like it, but he was the only person in my life giving me attention. And then, I come back home and I felt like a used up piece of trash. I didn't feel like any man could ever love me. I had been brutally raped and tortured as a little sixth grader. And I know what men think. I know what men think. They think, what kind of woman does that girl turn into? She must turn into a nasty slut. You know, she must be fucked up in the head. And here's where you come in, because I am a bit fucked up in the head. I really am. But you haven't noticed this, but I've been assessing you. I've been low-key assessing what you're really into. And you've given me hints that you're kind of like my rapist. I think that you're into little girls like I was, little sixth graders, because I think that you might be a pedophile. I think that rape might turn you on. And judging from the way you're looking at me and the way you're getting uncomfortable and not saying anything, I know I'm right. That delicious word, rape. You know, there's something about even just that single one-syllable word, rape. The way that your lips have to smack together to say it, rape. It's a delicious word, and I think that you agree. Because you see, I'm a mind-fucked rape victim. Sure, I've healed, you know, I've gone to therapy, but there's certain things that can't be fixed in a rape victim, especially one that was raped and tortured for 9 whole months. And regular men, I think they look at me as used, like a used whore, broken, you know, disgusting. They get scared by my history, but I think you're interested in it. I think that you would love to hear more details, wouldn't you? You would love to know how that rapist, that pedophile rapist, first used my body. And I think you want to hear it because inside of you is a perverted, vile, sick and twisted pedophile rapist. And then here I am. I'm telling you that that's okay. I actually want it to come out of you. I kind of love you for it. Because you remind me of him. And I know that sounds so fucked up. And everyone else would think I'm crazy. But I don't fucking care. You remind me of him. The way you're looking at me right now, like you want to attack me and just, you know, strap me down and rape me until I look stupid. I see it in your eyes and I love it. So what I'm going to gift to you is I'm going to tell you those stories about when that predator, that nasty, twisted pedophile rapist, what exactly he did to me. Because at this point, only the cops and my therapist know. And now you'll know my secrets. And I want you to come from them. I want you to fetishize it. Because when I look back on it, it is hot. That a man was so full of crazed lust that he stalked me down and kidnapped me and raped me and kept me, you know, locked up and tortured for 9 months. I was his sex slave, a little middle school sex slave, a sex doll, a preteen rape toy. a preteen rape victim. And a part of my preteen mind loved it. A part of me wanted more. You know, he kept saying that he wanted to keep me forever. He wanted to, you know, make me pregnant. And I kind of wanted that too, in some fucked up way. But I'm going to tell you, the first time he got his hands on my little sixth grade body, he had me all bound up, duct tape over my mouth, when he brought me down to that room where he kept me. No windows. There was nothing in that room. It was, you know, just a blank room with a bed. And he pushed me on that ground, on that bed. And he kept my ankles tied with that rope. He kept my hands tied behind my back, and he ripped the clothes off of my body. The clothes that I had worn to school. The clothes that I, as a little 12-year-old, had picked out that day to wear to school and go learn about math and hang out with my friends and, you know, listen to my teachers give lessons. But this pedophile rapist was ripping those clothes off and also ripping away every dream and hope I had. And he ripped off my shirt first and exposed my tiny, super tiny little developed tits. I mean, they were just barely there. And I'll never forget the look on his face and the way he dived in and he put my whole little 12-year-old tit in his mouth. And I was so embarrassed because no one had seen my tits before. I was embarrassed that they were growing. I felt weird and awkward, like every 12-year-old feels about their developing body. And here this man was sucking on it. And I hated the way he smelled. It was like cologne. And the way he grunted. And the way he touched me. No one had touched me like that. Touching me like I wasn't even a person. And ripping my clothes off like he was a fucking animal. And then when he got down to my little shorts and my panties, he was able to see that I was still completely hairless. I had a prepubescent, hairless, bald, little 12-year-old child pussy that was now his. It was now in the hands of a pedophile rapist. And I can see that you're hard right now. I want you to stroke your cock. I actually want you. I want to see you come while I finish this story. I want to see how fucking sick you are. Because again, it makes me love you more. I want you to be a sick fucking pedophile around me. I want to fetishize my trauma with you. So there you go. I see you're all leaky, and I want that. I want you to be hard for my stories of rape. So, the first thing he did with my little pussy, I'm sure you're just dying to know what that man did when he discovered that I was a little underdeveloped sixth grader. I hadn't grown pubes like some of my friends. I hadn't had my period. I was a late bloomer. So he was really fucking a true child. A 12-year-old. And he buried his face right between my legs. And it actually tickled a bit. That's the first thing I remember. It tickled and I squirmed. And I thought it was weird. I didn't know people put their face on that area. And I was just squirming about. And he was holding me down. And I could feel his spit just all over my poor little pussy. And then that's when he took out his cock for the first time. I saw his thick, grown adult rapist cock for the first time, and I was so scared. I started screaming. I still had that duct tape on. I was screaming behind that duct tape because it's like I knew what was going to happen. I knew that was going somewhere, and I had no idea where it would go on my little tiny body. And that's when he ripped that tape off of my mouth, and I went to go scream, and it couldn't even come out because the moment it tried to, his massive cock was down my throat, just pushing it in and out, and I hated the taste of it. It was salty, and it felt so weird. And he was making me choke and gag, and I hated it. I hated it. And I wanted to just bite down, but I knew that would have made him mad. And when you are in the hands of a pedophile rapist, even at 12 years old, you know not to make them mad. And so I just tried to take it, and I was squirming and trying to move my head. And he kept slapping me, calling me a little slut. I never even heard that word before. And now I've grown to love that word. I've learned to love being called a rape slut. And baby, I want to be a rape slut. But I'm moving too far ahead because I know you want to hear the rest of this story. But he used my mouth just for a little bit. And I could tell that was going to be my new life, taking that thing in my mouth. And he told me that I was a little princess that needed to be trained, and that he would train me to deep throat his cock. So that's when the real fucking rape happened. He moved down between my legs. And he did not even hold up. He rammed inside of my tiny little 12-year-old pussy. It hurt so bad. And I screamed, and he put his mouth over my face. He put his mouth over my mouth because it hurt so bad, him sticking that pedophile thick cock right inside of me. And that was when I knew I was fucking worthless. The moment he did that, because I was taught that you only have sex when you get married to a man and you love him. And I'm looking at this man, this grown adult man, and thinking, I hate him. I don't love him. And he's ruining me. I'm ruined. I'm trash. No one's going to want me. That ran through my head every single day. And he just kept raping my little pussy. And just the more I tried to fight, the more he pinned me down. And the more he pinched my little nipples. And just kept holding my little waist down. And just treating me like I was nothing. He didn't care about how I felt. The only thing he cared about was sticking that cock inside my tiny little virgin pussy. And then that's when he came all inside of me. I had no idea that cocks even squirted out liquid. And it felt so gross inside, so sticky and squirmy. And he loved it. He looked at my little pussy and he told me, he said, you're a hot little pedo jailbait, all filled with my cum. And he watched it. He swirled it around with his fingers. He said he was watching it ooze out of my little virgin pussy. And I hated him in that moment. I hated him so much. But he just continued. He continued to rape me day after day until I was his trained little sex doll. He trained me how to suck his grown adult cock. He trained my little 12-year-old pussy to take cock like I was a fucking porn star. I took his cock every day. Me, 12 years old, a sixth grader, taking cock every single day, being some pedophile's little fucking piece of rape toy. But I kind of loved, he always came in and told me how pretty I was and how I was such a little princess. And I thought this would be the only man in my whole life that thought I was pretty, because after him, I would be like a used up piece of whore trash. I knew he had ruined my body. So then I started glamorizing him, saying that I was pretty and I was his princess. And I kind of loved being his slut. And so with you, sweetie, I want to be your rape slut. I want you to treat me like that nasty pedophile rapist. I want to talk about little 12-year-olds with you. I want you to fantasize about raping little pedo jailbaits just like I was. I want you to be the nasty, sick, twisted, perverted fuck that you want to be.